7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here to give you some ideas of what you can do in your garden. It would really pay off at this time of the year, and it really does make a big, big difference. So we talked about using corn gluten earlier on your lawn to prevent the weeds and feeding. Great time to start a new lawn or to thicken an established lawn with grass seed. And in next week's newsletter will be all kinds of information about putting in a new lawn. So if you don't get the newsletter, it's free. Go to the website, paulparent.com. Click on newsletter, put in your email address, submit, and every Thursday you will get a newsletter that will give you some ideas. This week, we talked about the new Rose of Sharon with the variegated foliage and the double pink flowers. Also, the fall time. You know, we need plants that's going to give us something to keep our excitement alive in the yard. And I talked about 4 different viburnum. And viburnums are plants that will grow in the sun or partial shade. And the one plant that I talked about is called arrowwood viburnum. Now, the arrowwood viburnum has been around a long time, but the proven winner people have hybridized it. And they have a viburnum hybrid called Blue Muffin. And it has white flowers, and in the fall and winter is covered with blueberries on it, clusters of blue fruit all over the plant. A second variety called Brandywine Viburnum. And this one I like because it will have clusters of vivid pink berries, and as they mature, they turn the color of a blueberry, and you will have a clump of vivid blue and vivid pink berries together in the same clump. And then the third variety that's a hybrid is called Cardinal Candy. And this is more of a rounded fruit cluster, tiny red shiny berries, looks like a holly, and the plant is covered with them. They all have white flowers, just the berries are different colors. And what's nice, these plants will grow from 5 to 8 foot tall and are hardy down to 30 to 40 degrees below zero. So if you live in Vermont, New Hampshire, Northern Maine, Upper State New York, and into the Dakotas, this is a great plant. Color in the early spring. Then you get the berries in the fall and fall color. Yellows, bronze, and beautiful burgundies. So go to the website. Just click on newsletter and you can read all about this. And if you like it, sign up for it. It's free and you'll get it every single week. Okay, Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Bob from Maine with a question about cucumbers.
Hey, Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
I had some beautiful cucumbers growing about 3 weeks ago. They're on a trellis, six plants doing great. We had an evening of rain, and the next morning the sun came out, and the leaves started to wilt and just continued to wilt till there was nothing. What was happening, and how could I prevent it?
They were doing fine, and then all of a sudden everything wilted, huh?
Yeah, within a day or two, all the leaves had wilted. It was as if they were getting no water, but they had plenty of rain. And the little cuke shriveled up and didn't do anything. The big cuke stayed on. And finally, I just pulled them out. But what I was wondering is, what can I do to prevent this another year?
Wow. What happened to the foliage? Did it get brown and crusty?
Well, eventually it got brown as if it had, just dried up.
Okay. It sounds like you could have developed powdery mildew. Did it have a white, like a white film on it, on the foliage itself?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, because that is a fungus, and when we do get a lot of moisture, and mm-hmm. see what's happening right now is, and if you go outside, I mean, you can't, today we had rain all night, but normally when you go outside first thing in the morning during September, your lawn is all wet.
Right.
Because we're getting that morning dew. And that's what's happening to cucumbers, squash, pumpkins, melons, all of your vine crops. They are developing this powdery mildew or downy mildew. And it's caused by the wet foliage during the evening hours. So what you should do in the future, around the middle of August, if you could every other week spray the foliage with a good fungicide, you can use copper, you can use sulfur, or you can, if you want to stay organic, there's a product called Serenade, and that will eliminate the fungus that has caused this. But I noticed in my garden about a week and a half ago, my summer squash, almost overnight, all the leaves turned white. My cucumbers, they've been going downhill, but they've been tired. They've been working and producing for the last 2 months. And, when you're producing a lot of cukes, you're working hard, and then you start to get this wet foliage every single night, the plant does tend to fall apart. So, as a precaution, write down on your new calendar when you buy it, mid-August, treat all vine crops with fungicide, and that will eliminate powdery mildew and downy mildew, and that will keep the plant active, and at the same time feed your plant to stimulate some additional new growth just to give it a push, because I bet if you planted it in May, you haven't fed it a lot, especially during August. And with the heat, cucumbers are very, very productive. But you need to feed them in early August with a granular product that's slow release. Get the foliage treated with a good fungicide, and your cucumbers, squashes, pumpkins will stay nice and healthy. But the morning dew helps the grass. It helps some of our perennials. But on vine crops, cukes, squash, pumpkins, melons, they don't like it, and they do fall apart. And to me, that's what the problem was in your garden this year. Now, in the fall, rake that garden clean and make sure that you get every little piece of your cucumber out of there, okay? That way, there's no spores left on the ground to reinfect your plant next spring. So, pull everything up, rake the garden clean, put some lime down to sweeten the soil.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Guidance Club. If we can help you, pick up that phone, call this number, 855-660-4261, and we'll help you to have a better garden and to prepare for the change from outside gardening to inside gardening. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nancy from South Carolina with a question about a Spanish bayonet.
Okay, Nancy, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I listen to you regularly for a long time.
Thank you.
You are so thorough, it's unbelievable. Paul, I know this doesn't pertain to a lot of things that you talk about. But when I moved in 7 years ago, somebody must have, I didn't think it would be a problem, but it is. Somebody lined up a bunch of those, I guess you call them Spanish bayonets, you know, with the big points, along the back of the fence. My chihuahuas have quite a big yard, but one has not good eyesight, and I'm worried sick. I'm disabled, but and I have bad wrists, so I can't go cutting every little point off. It will aggravate to no end, you know, the wrist. And so I don't know what else to do. I've had neighbors dig them up. They keep spreading. They go down as deep as they can. It gets costly after a while when it's constantly. I can't pull them out unless I catch them in time, the little ones. And I just wondered how I can get rid of these things. They're just growing like weeds. And
yeah,
you know, they can go blind or be stabbed by one when they run, you know, if they happen to run into one.
Right, right. The plant that you have, Spanish bayonet, that's the right name. It's also called yucca.
Uh-huh.
And they produce a tall stem with clusters of white flowers on them during the midsummer.
Oh, I haven't seen the white flowers ever. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know where I've been.
You are right. They will spread. Now, the only way that you can get rid of this is with a weed killer. Okay? Because if you dig it up, and you forget a piece in the ground 3 or 4 inches long, a root, that little piece will make a brand new plant. So you may be getting rid of the bulk of them, but they will continue to come up. Now, the best way, because you don't want to kill the whole lawn, is to buy a product like Cleanup, Roundup, or Kills All. And what you do is, and being that you are in a warmer climate, you still have plenty of time, mix up some product in like a little bucket that the kids would take to the beach, a little plastic bucket. Take a paintbrush and paint the foliage of the yucca or Spanish bayonet with the product. But make the strength of the product double what is recommended. Okay? Now, to make it easy for you so that you don't have to bend down every time, if you take a coffee can and a yardstick, and with some duct tape the base of your yardstick to the coffee can. So now you have a coffee can on the end of the yardstick. Then I want you to buy a 1-inch wide sponge paintbrush and a second yardstick. Duct tape the paintbrush on the end of the second yardstick. And now you have arms that are 3 feet longer. You put the weed killer in one hand, the paintbrush in the other, walk up to the plant, dip the brush into the coffee can with the Roundup, the Cleanup, or the Kills All, paint the foliage of the yucca, and then do the next one. Come back about a week or 10 days, do it again. And then come back a couple weeks later and do it again. And that will kill it.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green, Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green MagiCal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. MagiCal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green MagiCal. The new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and if we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Now, we have some open lines, so give us a call, and we will get you right up. One of the most important things that you can do this week is if you have Japanese bamboo in bloom on your property, now is the only time of the year that you can kill it. When your Japanese bamboo is in bloom and you'll see white flower clusters growing upright on the plant. Right now the plants are beautiful. They're all covered with white flowers. That is telling you that all of the energy that is normally on the root system of the plant has been sent up to the top of the plant to make flower buds. And those flower buds are going to make seed. And those seeds, when they fall, will make more Japanese bamboo. So if you think you get a little bit now, you're going to have probably twice as much or more next year. Now, cutting it down does not hurt the plant. It's that tough. The only thing that you can do, and now is the time to do it, I want you to spray the plant, the flowers and the foliage, with extra strength Roundup, Cleanup, or Kalzol. And you want to do it on a nice day with no rain in the forecast, wait a week to 10 days, do it again. And then wait another couple of weeks and do it a third time. And that should kill at the minimum of 75% of the bamboo that's there right now. Because there's no energy in the roots to fight off the weed killer. And the way that these products work is they go down to the root and they kill it. If you put Roundup, Cleanup, or Killzall on bamboo in June or July, the power that's in the plant fights the weed killer and it prevents it from killing the root. Right now, all that energy is above ground in the flower, and the weed killer can get down and kill the roots. And you need to do it soon. Your days are getting numbered here. It is, you know, we're in the first week of September. The plant will be going dormant in the next month, so you need to get it on it. Also, poison ivy, poison oak, bittersweet, whatever weed you have, now is the time to kill it. Because once the foliage begins to change color, the weed killers are not going to be effective. So noxious weeds need to be killed right now. That's poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and yes, Japanese bamboo. Get at it right now. Your roses, no food. Do not fertilize your roses. They're all done for the year. Okay? No more food. And then you'll be okay. Plant your garlic. Clean out an area. Get it planted in your garden. And that way you'll have the most incredible flavor that you've ever had. And if you have onions, dig them up. Shake off the soil. Don't wash them, just shake off the soil. Put them in your garage. Let them air dry until the foliage begins to turn brown. Cut off the foliage and then store them in your garage or basement. Now, if you live in an area where during the winter temperatures will get way below freezing, put the onions in your basement, on the floor, in a basket, in a cardboard box, someplace where they will stay dry and cool, but not hot. And they'll last all winter long. Okay? So there's still a lot to do. Perennials need to be cleaned. Fertilizing the lawn has to be done. And if you have a question, 855-660-4261, give me a call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Maine with a question about poison ivy.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I live on Mount Desert Island, and years ago, maybe even 15 years ago, we only had two patches of poison ivy on the island, and now it's popping up all over the place. And I listened to you last Sunday, but I forgot to write some things down. Suddenly, we have poison ivy in our blueberry patch, maybe a foot by a foot or a foot by 2 feet. And I know you talked about doing kills all, and I know you said something about rain and not rain and to do the leaves now. Yeah, I'm doing all the talking and you aren't. Before the leaves get brown.
Right. Right now is a great time to kill poison ivy, but you've got to be careful because you don't want to kill all of your blueberries at the same time. So if you spray and you get the weed killer on your blueberries, you're going to kill the blueberries. So I had talked a little bit earlier about a woman with her yucca. And what I suggested that she does, because she said she's has trouble bending over and working in her garden, to prevent bending over, and it's going to be a lot faster, take a regular coffee can or a child's a bucket that you would go to the beach with. Take some duct tape, tape that to the end of a yardstick. Take a 1-inch paintbrush, tape that to the end of a second yardstick. Now, mix up your weed killer. Pour it in your container. Walk out in the area where your poison ivy is. Dip the brush in the weed killer and paint the foliage of the poison ivy. And that way, you put the weed killer only on the poison ivy and not on your wild blueberries. It's probably going to take you a little bit longer, but it's going to be right on the plant. It targets that particular plant and will not hurt your blueberries. And it's a lot easier than bending over because you can stay standing up with the yardstick. Your arms are 3 feet longer, so you're just walking, dipping, painting the foliage, taking another step and painting it. If you have large areas of poison ivy, then get a pump can that you build up pressure and spray the whole area. But now is the most effective time. Once the poison ivy begins to change to yellow, it's too late, and the weed killers will not work. So if you can get out there this week, they're calling for beautiful weather across the whole country all of this coming week, ideal conditions for killing poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, weeds that are growing in your driveway, Japanese bamboo. Get out there, get it done while everything is working in your favor, and it will solve the problem. But I'll tell you, I've done this with the yardstick, and it works wonderful. If you have dandelions in your lawn, and they're here and there, but they're not all over the whole lawn, just a few scattered, you buy a weed killer, a concentrate, a liquid. You mix it, and you apply it the same way. You coat, just paint the foliage of dandelions, chickweed, plantain, clover, and that way you don't have to treat the whole lawn. If it's only in spots, then only treat those spots. You don't have to do the whole lawn, and it will work very, very well for you. And I thank you for the phone call. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Doris from Maine with a question about an Ozark plum tree.
Doris, good morning. How can we help you out with your plum?
Well, first off, Paul, I have to say I enjoy listening to you. You are so knowledgeable.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The plum tree was purchased as a gift from my husband, and I received it about 5 years ago, and I think it was a 3-year-old tree. I have never had any blooms on it. I have been fertilizing it in the spring, very early spring, with a 5-10-5 fertilizer. Last year, I tried Maligonite, and still no blooms on it. I've trimmed it down. I've gone on YouTube and taken a look at how they suggest to trim them, and did that. And I am wondering, what do I need to do to get some blooms and enjoy some of the fruits?
Okay. How large is your tree? How many feet tall?
I've trimmed it to about 6 feet.
Six feet, okay.
Yeah, a flat top, leaving a lot of branches open so that the air would get through it.
Okay, now, the one thing that you have to remember with all of your fruit trees is the majority of your buds, flower buds, that will produce the fruit is made on the growth from the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
So all the growth that was made this year contains flower buds. So if you cut back all of the new growth, you're removing a high percentage of flower buds on that plant. The other thing that would help, in the Northeast, not just New England, but New York and New Jersey, if you notice that there's moss growing on your lawn, your soil could be acidic, and I would get some lime, and lime like a 6 foot circle around your tree. If you have a wood stove, a fireplace, a fire pit, broadcast the wood ash. That will help.
The Rescue College of Insectology is proud to present this first in a series of news conferences addressing important questions about insect behavior. And now, the world's leading bugologist, Professor Robert B. Boggs.
We're starting to hear a lot of concern about wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets this season.
Why? Yeah, you and the red tie.
Shouldn't we be concerned about finding wasp, hornet, and yellow jacket nests?
Once again, why?
Why do you keep answering why?
Rescue's Y trap for wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets catches 5 species of paper wasps, bald-faced hornets, and European hornets, and 12 species of yellow jackets. Y's 3 attractants lure the insects into the trap where they drown or dehydrate. And the Y trap can be used from early spring when the queens emerge all throughout the summer and fall to capture foraging workers.
But what about beneficial species like honeybees?
They are not affected.
Why?
Why? No, what? No more questions.
For complete information on the Y trap and a list of stores carrying the product, visit www.ytrap.com. The answer is Y.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium grass seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium grass seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are planning a great trip next August from the 7th to the 19th to Alaska. And if you've never been, it is the most beautiful state that you can imagine, with the gardens, with the mountains, the snow, and the nature. It's incredible. If you'd like to get some information, go to my website, paulparent.com, click on trips, and it will tell you all about this vacation that we are planning. It's on the newsletter, and if you would like to get some information, call 800-322-9481. Now, what makes this so unique is it's a 12-day trip. 2 days in British Vancouver, and the reason we're doing that is we want you to go to Victoria, which is the flower city of the West Coast. There's Bouchard Gardens, which is an incredible 50-acre flower and shrub garden. And the city of Victoria has 2,000 6-foot diameter hanging baskets in the city. It's beautiful. Then we do a 7-day boat trip. Then we get on a bus. We go to Denali, and we travel through Alaska. And by bus, it's gorgeous. Spend a day in Denali National Park. Then we get on a train, a glass-top train, and we take the train from Denali to Fairbanks, and you can really enjoy the country that way. Spend a couple days in Fairbanks, and lots to do there also. So if you're interested, here's a phone number, 800-322-9481, or go to the website, paulparent.com, click on trips, and all the information is there along with this phone number. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up is Elizabeth from Mass with a question about plum trees.
Elizabeth, good morning. How can we help you with your plum tree?
It's My beach plum tree, Paul, but thank you. It's not a tree, but my beach plums and my tomatoes. The beach plums did not produce any fruit at all this year, and I was wondering if it's okay at this point in time to prune them. And the tomatoes, I'm wondering if I've gotten tomato blight at the end of the season. I had one of those, well, my deck tomatoes were cherry tomatoes, and I've gotten dozens, if not hundreds, of tomatoes, but then suddenly the foliage turned brown and dried up. And I had a black, like, Russian tomato plant in a regular garden, and I got one tomato out of it, and the leaves just dried up after that. I'm wondering if I had blight on that one.
Yeah, you should have had more than one tomato on that plant.
And I have other tomatoes next to that, which don't seem to be affected, so I don't know whether it's the plant itself. And it's a brand-new area that was planted this year. It used to be trees, and we converted it into a garden area, so... Yeah, I don't think it would have gotten spores from last year.
Right, because you're in clean soil.
Right.
It could be the variety itself. It's an old heirloom, and it has not been bred to be more disease resistant. Did it have plenty of room between plants so that the air could move and dry the foliage?
It did, because I had planted other, like, turnips and things in between, tried to do that between the plants so that I wouldn't have them too close together.
Okay. What I would do is I wouldn't give up on it. I would try planting it again next year. And around the middle of July, if you could spray your tomato plant with a copper fungicide, the middle of August with a copper fungicide, that should help to keep it clean. When you water, try and keep the moisture off the foliage. That would make a big difference, especially if you're watering at night. Do that, and that would help. Your beach plum, they're making the buds right now on the growth that was made this year. So if you prune your plant back now, you're going to take all the buds off. Okay? So wait. And if there's no flower buds, then prune in the spring, but not now.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.